Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Since the 2015 ECC guidelines, various studies that look at the relationship of coronary artery pressure during CPR and patient outcomes continue to show why early, high-quality CPR is important. Two factors to cardiac arrest survivability that have been clearly shown to make the biggest difference is continuous, high-quality CPR and early defibrillation. Of course, the rest of our actions, such as ACLS resuscitation, post-arrest care, and recovery are important, but are moot if we never achieve return of spontaneous circulation. Why early CPR and defibrillation is so important is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. The most common dysrhythmia present during the first few minutes of cardiac arrest is ventricular fibrillation. A patient that experiences witnessed cardiac arrest and is defibrillated within 60 seconds has approximately a 90% chance of converting to a perfusing rhythm. The chance of successful defibrillation decreases for every minute that passes. What changes is the significant difference in our success rate for cases where good CPR is being delivered and cases where it's not. For each minute that passes while high-quality, uninterrupted CPR is being performed, our chances of successful defibrillation decrease approximately 3 to 4%. For every minute that passes without CPR, the chance of successful defibrillation drops by about 7 to 10%. But what does this actually mean? If we do some simple math and think about real life, this means that in a hospital code, a healthcare provider at the bedside with a defibrillator immediately available has about a 90% chance of successful defibrillation. Let's say that the defibrillator isn't at the bedside and a code needs to be called. If the person who identified the code has to go call for help, grab the cart with a monitor or AED, and return to the room, takes approximately 2 minutes. The chance of successful defibrillation has dropped from roughly 90% down to 70%. If, in that same scenario, the person at the bedside pulled a code blue cord or just yelled for assistance while immediately starting CPR, and it still takes 2 minutes for the defibrillator to arrive, the patient's chance of being successfully converted to a perfusing rhythm is roughly 80% rather than the 70% without CPR. This is also why a strong community education program is important for out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. Using the same math and a national average of 8 minutes for EMS response, a patient that experiences a sudden arrest and gets good bystander CPR until first responders arrive have about a 58% chance of successful defibrillation versus a 10% chance if CPR wasn't performed. Once CPR is established by healthcare providers, interruptions to fast and deep chest compressions at a rate of 100 to 120 per minute should be kept to under 10 seconds. Our goal is to do fast and deep chest compressions at least 80% of the time. This measure is referred to as the chest compression fraction. To do this, in addition to all of the other things that need to be done while running a code, requires exceptional teamwork and communication. To accomplish this, teams with enough personnel should assign a CPR coach, who will monitor high-quality CPR and provide critical feedback when it's needed. Some things that will help include charging the defibrillator for 15 seconds or so before a rhythm check, continuing chest compressions while the AED or defibrillator is charging, and not stopping CPR for intubation attempts. I hope that you're finding these daily tips helpful in preparing for your ACLS class. Be sure to push the plus, subscribe, or follow button on your podcast app or add the PASS ACLS Tip of the Day Flash Briefing skill to your Amazon voice device so you don't miss other tips to help you pass your ACLS class. For additional resources, visit PASSACLS.com or connect with me on Twitter. Feedback on the show, suggestions for episodes, and donations are appreciated. Through the end of October, the donate link will take you to my fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. I hope that you'll consider making a donation and make a difference in the battle against breast cancer. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.